It happens so fast, I nearly miss it. One second, I'm dozing. The next, my eyes roll open, and I glance toward the closet door. This black, hairless, four-fingered hand eases through the gap, drums its thick claws against the bottom edge of the door, and then bites hard into the wood. Paint chips, and the door creaks. Tendons stand out on the back of the hand as it yanks back hard. Everything rattles. I pull my bare feet up onto the safe island of the couch and scream my ever-loving head off. By the time I get a hold of myself, lights are flicking on, and my family is pouring into the living room in their underwear. James careens down the loft ladder, brandishing an honest-to-God candlestick. "What on earth, David?" Dad's voice is even, but he's frowning. "You okay?" James grabs my shoulder, spinning me toward him, and I flinch, pull out of his grip, and refocus on the door. Four parallel gouges trail down to the bottom left corner. I point at them and stutter, A hand came under the door. "Ah, Jesus," George sighs. "The haunted door again? What are you, 4 years old?" Adrenaline seeps out of me like hot sap, leaving nothing but prickling limbs in its wake. I blink and swallow hard because tears are welling up in my eyes, like I am 4 years old. I keep my gaze on the door for longer than I should because the collective, dissecting gaze of my family is settling on my back, and I hate the heaviness of their attention on me all at once. It's suffocating. "No, look." James stumbles past me toward the door. I want to reach out and stop him, but my arm is too sluggish, and he's past me before I can react. "There's scratches. Look at them. Those weren't there before." James traces his fingers down the ragged grooves. "Jesus, James, get away from it," I want to say, but my throat is so tight, my breathing is coming out in sick, whistling exhales. An awful pressure grips my chest. Everyone is staring at me. "You've been loud, David. You pulled all the attention in, and now you have to pay."